Tour de France. The 100th edition of the world's most prestigious professional cycling race wrapped up last month. All men, as usual. And let's face it, while the Tour may be one of the most impressive physical feats on the planet, we're always wondering these days, who's doping? Not so with women. A female version of the Tour de France was held between 1984 and 1989, and it was never marred by doping scandals. Now, a petition has been launched to demand that Tour organizers hold a women's race once again. Catherine Bertin, a champion cyclist for St. Kitts and Nevis, teamed up with other world-class female cyclists to start the petition.
As I've been racing professionally the last few years and also, you know, on the world circuit, I've been fortunate enough to get to know some of my competitors on a personal level, and I've been lucky enough to call them friends. And together we've all bonded over the issue that women's professional cycling is really behind the times. And many of our race opportunities are limited, and we wanted to do something about this. So Emma Pooley of Great Britain, Marianne Vos of Holland, and Chrissy Wellington, a triathlete in Great Britain, we decided that we would put together a petition to really lobby awareness and to also, you know, hopefully have the Women's Tour de France take effect.
Okay, why the most prestigious biking race? There are others in Spain and Italy and elsewhere. Why start with the granddaddy of them all?
Absolutely. Well, this is, just as you mentioned, this is the most prestigious race. And it's a race that women have not been invited to. When it did take place in the mid-80s, it ran for about 5 years, and the women's side of it was not really shown in the press or in the media or on TV. So, you know, the race eventually went away. There is a lack of sponsorship there. And we know that if we went in for the Tour de France, it could actually have the trickle-down effect where other men's-only races would also potentially open their doors to a women's field as well.
So what kind of race are you envisioning? Are you asking that the Tour de France organizers let women in the same race, or would it be a completely separate affair?
First off, we would want one race course, but two separate races going on. So the men and the women would be separated and they would compete separately. And the women would start, we believe, if they were to start 3 hours earlier before the men, that's plenty of time to have both races take place. And if we were to have a slightly shorter stage so that we don't interfere in any way with the men's race, or we have very, you know, different time lapses between, then we're okay with altering the distance.
The women's race is sort of being promoted in a way as a pure form of cycling, right? The men's race has been marred by lots and lots of doping scandals. Women's events have not. But, I mean, come on. If women take the stage like this, drugs will come into play, right?
We don't believe there would ever be a doping epidemic on our side of the sport. Will people cheat? Have they cheated? Yes, of course. We have to say that it's happened now and again. It is usually isolated one-off cases. Women are far less likely to inject themselves with banned substances.
I have to say, I am confused as to why it is so hard for you to get the parallel race going.
Well, I have to say, I think what we're up against is tradition. We're up against 100 years of something being a men's only event.
Is it biking tradition? Is it French tradition? What's the problem?
We think it's a little bit of everything. I mean, on one hand, you'll notice on our petition that we have plenty of French fans that are signing in support, but we wonder if the organization is just not as receptive maybe to the global growth of women's cycling. You know, it's a challenge. It would be a logistical challenge to make everything happen, but it absolutely can be done. And we're wondering if they're seeing that challenge as, you know, a load of work to have to deal with instead of what comes, you know, from this amazing opportunity. We want to actually be part of making sure it's a success.
Catherine Bertin is a champion cyclist, and she hopes when you turn your television on to see the Tour de France in the next few years, you will see some women racing. Catherine, thank you.
Aaron, thank you very much.